Yeah. You're now tuned in with Chalk Mommy, Chocolate City Radio, the illest sex talk show there is worldwide. Something strictly for the grown and sexy. Sit back, turn it up, enjoy the show. Rated X right here. Chocolate Mommy, let's go. Pornographic measures, bare back on the table with your legs up. I got the perfect size to fit your pleasure. Explore your inner thoughts till you climax. Beyond the booth, in the streets, between the sheets is where I'm live at. High notes over hi-hats, front seat of the coupe, the seats fly back. Snatch your hair steady, screaming how you like that. It's corny beating that pussy that don't fight back. Your man's a little man, he can't pipe that. Trivial lingerie, role play games with sexual favors exchange. If you can't handle this shit, suggest you stay in your lane. I'm more than just game, my performance will put Mr. Marcus to shame. You can get me smart off your brains, off the charts and insane. No strings attached, you could be my every evening snack. Freak of leaks get smashed, hotel suites get trashed. Handcuffed to the bedpost, take it from the back till your body collapse. Double XL magnums for Jimmy hats. Too much friction, they snap. Wild spit on the trap. If you see run dry while I'm hitting that, eyes go back, lights out, mean it's a wrap. Phone chat till it's showtime like Cinemax. Mega the Man Production, straight from the gutter. JLJ Music Group City.
And welcome to Chocolate City, the illest sex talk show ever. Oh, tonight is going to be a good night. I feel it. After Tuesday's show, I swear, that was like one of the funniest shows. We threw Wes Crave under the fucking bus like it was no tomorrow. He had a good time. He was a team player. Shouts out to Knuckles for setting his ass up. And Knuckles has set up another artist tonight. We have Maybach Dice on the air tonight. He'll be calling in around 8:30, which is 5:30 his time. We were supposed to have Lazy Vaughn on the show tonight, but I guess he's living up to his name, Lazy. But, you know, we'll say that for another time. I love Lazy. He is so sweet. He always want to put something in your mouth, but, you know, that's another story. Let's see, what do I have going on this weekend? Tomorrow's show is going to be crazy. We got D-Lyle's official. For those of y'all that follow me, y'all know I do sexual prank calls, and he was the producer that I was trying to get to make the track My Head Game is a Felony, and he was trying to get his homeboys to, you know, participate or whatever. He will be in the building tomorrow. We will also have Creeper live tomorrow. We're supposed to have Lil Chucky, but we had to switch them out. So Lil Chucky, I know y'all like Lil Chucky, yeah, we're going to let him prank call some of my 16-year-old friends and get his ass off the line early, you know. We'll allow 30 minutes for under the age of 17, 18, however the young his ass is. But we're going to have, like, a really good time tomorrow. We're going to have a really good time tonight. We got good music, good guests, good co-hosts, good listeners. We just got fucking everything. Starting next month, which is like a few days away, Radio 1 will be carrying Chocolate City Monday through Friday from 2 a.m. to 4 a.m. So that's like a big ups to me. My hard work is paying off. Oh, my God, it's paying off. So that means I got to go extra hard in the paint. So I see a call from 770. We're going to take a call, and then we're going to play some music and everything like that, because I finally downloaded one of my songs on here. So 330, you're on the air. Hold on. Damn it. Hello?
Hello?
Hey!
Hey, what's going on?
Girl, nothing. I'm tired as hell. I need to learn how to take my ass to bed at night. And it's not like I'm up fucking or anything. It's just that I be up on the internet. You know how you just see some shit.
It kills you the next day when you have shit to do.
Man, I don't got shit to do but get back up on the internet the next day.
Oh, shit.
I got a new blog dropping. I'm waiting for a few more things, and my personal blog is dropping because my radio show blog is doing really good. In the last week, I've had three of my blogs be on newsletters.
Oh,
and
wow.
One of them was the headliner. So they put it in the arts and entertainment section, and then the free Big Meech mixtape, when the boys first came on the show, they actually made that a headliner. So I must be doing something right.
Oh, wow. Big ass to Chuck Mommy doing her thing.
Thank you. Now, my personal blog, it's already got fucking, it's fucking related. So my first blog, I already wrote it. I just haven't posted yet. It's on my little notepad on my laptop. It's called When Your Dick Is Too Small.
Oh, my
God. That one is going to be cool. That one is going to be cool. Then I have a featured model section, featured sponsor, Chalk Mommy Moments, and this one is my favorite. What kind of fucker is he? And basically, every week or every 2 weeks, I will take an artist and put his picture up there with his Twitter name, and females get to judge what kind of fucker he is. So the choices are beat the pussy down, fucker, love making fucker, educated fucker, quick fucker, and sorry fucker.
Well, quick and sorry, that's kind of the same, ain't it?
Uh-uh. Nah.
No?
Nah. Person can come quick, like a minute, 2 minutes or whatever, and you can fuck somebody and they can have the stamina, but they dick just ain't good. It's just sorry. They don't come quick. They just don't know how to use it.
That's
there
true.
Is a
That's
difference.
True.
That there is a difference. I'd rather take somebody that's quick than somebody that's sorry.
Yeah.
Because if he come quick, you can get him back up versus just laying in the bed with a motherfucker that's just sorry.
Just humping on you.
Yeah. Now, I had the opportunity to fuck this dude. Now, he lied. Okay, first of all, you know, I was going through my phase where I wanted to date an older man, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I guess he was going through a midlife crisis because he told me he was like 45. I was 41 at the time, right?
Uh-huh.
Well, lo and behold, I come to Atlanta to meet him. You know, he's paying for everything, right? And plus, I got to get my taxes because my accountant lives there anyway. So it's like, cool. I get there. We get to the hotel because we've been talking and having a good time and everything, right?
Mm-hmm.
I swear, this motherfucker puts his dick in and that bitch comes real quick.
Oh, hell no.
Okay, now, my sensitive, kind-hearted ass, thoughtful and considerate, is thinking he worked for Delta, so he worked long hours. He went in at 8 at night, and he could get off anywhere at 12 in the afternoon. Like, he worked more than 12 hours. So I'm thinking that maybe he was just tired because he had been up all night, and then, boom, here I am.
No.
So then...
Ain't no tired dick ever came that quick.
I know, right? But that's just me giving him benefit of the doubt. So I'm mad as fuck, right? So then, I'm like laying there. This motherfucker starts hunting me. Dick get hard again. I'm like, okay, sometimes when a motherfucker come quick the first time, the second time it's going to last, right? I swear, this motherfucker reminded me of a dog in heat, the way he was just humping on my leg and shit like that. And I don't even think he made the hole and he nutted. I'm like, what the? I'm like, yo, do me a favor. I said, do me a favor, just go to sleep. Just go to sleep. I don't just go to sleep. That's all I want you to do is go to sleep. So
maybe
while
he was
went
lying
to sleep,
about his age, maybe he was
yeah,
really
he
55.
Yeah, he was 50 something. Now, this is on the funny part. He is sleeping, right? I'm mad as fuck. I'm on my phone texting people like, okay, who am I going to stay with tonight? Because as soon as this bitch go to work, I'm leaving this hotel room, right? So he was just like, oh, it's close to my job, blah, 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 blah. As soon as that motherfucker went to work, I called my ex that I was fucking with when I was at the halfway house, went and spent the night at his crib, got dusted off real nice, woke up to some good African sex, called my homegirl up, like, yo, Deanne, I'm in Atlanta. I'm going to be staying off La Vista Road in my normal spot. What's good? Went there, and he called me, like, where are you at with my homegirl? So where are you going to stay at? I mean, shit, I'm staying out here. Well, when I get out for it, nah, boo-boo, we're going out tonight. We're going to the club. So when I call him,
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
So, like, when I call him, like, the next morning or something, let him know don't come to my hotel room because I had somebody in the bed with me or whatever, I guess his woman answers the phone, and boy, was she mad. Niggas don't cheat, and your wife answered and started talking because she was like, what? She's like, I know he's getting it from somebody because he's not getting it from me. His ass sleeps on the couch. I was like, what?
Oh,
I was like, he didn't tell me yet. He said he was single. He's like, he has a little boy that's 4. She said, we're not together. It's a financial situation. She's like, that motherfucker tricked me, and we not sleeping together because he can't satisfy me. He come too fucking quick.
Wow. So that's a habit.
Huh?
I said, so that's a habit.
Yeah.
Just coming fast is a habit.
Yeah. Then I was like, that motherfucker ain't no 45. He was like 50-something. Then she went on to say that they was somewhere, and he went somewhere and got a grill put in his mouth. Who in the fuck gets a grill put in their mouth at the
55.
Age of 50? Yes. That sounds like one of Mr. G.A. homeboys.
Oh, my goodness.
Be hanging around with them little age crisis motherfuckers. Motherfuckers that like to play with their dick in bathrooms. Motherfuckers that like to come on the phone, have phone sex. Just nasty and dirty for no reason.
See, that's why old men have a bad name now. Shit like that.
Yeah. They're like, you get worms. But I'm like, how do you get worms? Like, that shit just don't make sense to me. I'm going to have to ask my grandma about if you sleep with an old man, do you get worms?
They say that about old women, too, now. Somebody said that, but I don't know where that comes from.
You know what? My 26-year-old is fucking a 35-year-old, and I'm going to be like, Mike, have you noticed when you piss, are you pissing out any worms or anything?
Is your son cute? You need to send me a picture of your son.
Oh, man, all my kids are cute. I can't say much about their daddies, but I don't got no ugly kids. Shit, like, nah, don't shit. Even my grandkids, they not ugly. Because that's a no-no. I tell them out the gate. We don't bring ugly children home. Y'all might slip and bring an ugly fucker home or an ugly bitch home, but we don't bring ugly children into the world. I forbid it.
So what if they have
ugly
one?
Ugly pop out of they pussy or they baby mama pussy, they best to be figuring out a way what the hell they going to do. Whatever kind of arrangements they need to make them.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. But yeah, I almost definitely seen you a picture. Matter of fact, we have a phone call in from 502. 502, you're on the air.
I just want to say, what up, Chocolate?
Hey, how you doing, stranger? Long time no hear, long time no see. Kimmy, this is Damian. He's out of Virginia Beach.
No, Norfolk.
And let me tell you, this
North
motherfucker got
North.
A dick the size of a ruler.
Shut up.
I'm just saying, I ain't had it. No, I haven't had it. I can't verify, you know. I've just seen the pictures, and, you know, it wasn't no camera angles or nothing like that. Maybe that's why I haven't met him, because that's kind of scary. That's a hysterectomy tool.
Yeah,
that's a hysterectomy tool. My plumbing is working just fine. I'm not using it much right now, but it's working just fine. What the hell you been?
I've been maintaining, man, trying to make some moves and shit. I ain't been really doing much, though. Trying to stay out of the way off.
I feel you. I feel you. How's the family?
Oh, they great. Thanks for asking, though.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. I remember you're putting your life on hold to take care of your nieces and nephews, and you ain't got no kids, and they range from 2 to 15. That just made me want to give you some pussy, because I'm like, yo, this dude is taking on responsibilities that ain't his. And he got a potty train, a 2-year-old. Wow. Yes.
And you got no kids?
Nah, no.
I'll be on a flight to Virginia tomorrow.
Man, I'm telling you. And he's cute. He's dark-skinned, and he's sexy. He got nice lips. He got a nice head. Like, you know, whether he wear a baseball cap, I see him without a cap. Because you know how we feel about meeting a motherfucker
yeah.
with a baseball cap on, and then he
yeah.
take it off, and it's just nothing.
All bad, yeah.
Yeah. Like, no, just,
Okay, well, he got the Chalk Mommy stamp of approval, so I'll be on a flight to Virginia tomorrow, so I'll let you know,
yes.
when I check it out.
I put that on there. See, I got to play this song. And the reason why I got to play this song is because I've been so nice and I ain't really been dissing nobody lately. So after this song, go on. Yeah, I've been good. Now, I want y'all to pay attention to the rapper at the end of the song, right? Then I'm going to ask y'all a question. And all I'm going to say is, do y'all remember the movie The Gremlins?
Oh, shit.
No,
I'm not talking about Gizmo. I'm talking about Spike.
Okay, crazy as hell anyway.
Yeah, so I'm going to play this song. Now, just remember, when y'all hear the rapper, I just want y'all to think about Spike from the Gremlins when the water came on Gizmo and the after effects, okay? So, wait a minute, let me find this damn song because I know exactly where I put it. Hold on. Oh, shit. Oh, no. Like, let me find that. I don't remember my alphabet. Oh, shit. Like, for real? Wow. Like, I'm really not seeing it. Or maybe I'm looking too hard. I don't know. See, I do this shit every fucking week. Hold on. Let me refresh my switchboard. Okay. Here we go. Somewhere. Hold on, y'all. Just bear with me. I know what the hell I'm doing. I've been doing this for almost a year. But we got a new switchboard, so it'll be fucking up. So I want y'all to think I'm up here impersonating the radio show. Oh, here it is.
I just want to get your attention. I really want to be all up in your head. Yeah. Cause what I got, you gonna want to get done. Yeah. But girl, that's only if you ain't scared. And I won't knock, won't win no bet. You just move that bottom up in your pants. I'll get you hot, I know you won't so well. And when I walk in all that, I'm on your head. Is it you say daddy's home for me? Shawty, you already know what it is. And girl, tonight we're gonna do a lot of sex dance. Yeah, ain't nobody do your body like this. Oh, I won't knock, won't ring no bell. That'll get you hot, I know you so well.
stop right there. I'ma fall back, let you work that chair. Do the damn thing, all I wanna hear.
Okay, now Erica had to go because she was at dinner. Now remember what I said. When the rapper came on, think about the gremlins and not Gizmo, but think about Spike.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when Plot started rapping, guess what? The goon's home, been gone 3 days, brought a quarter mil home. Bitch, miss me with that bullshit. Fuck out of here. Don't even like
that
a gremlin.
That nigga ain't no goon. He's not a goon, I tell you that.
No, he's not. But and when you rap, you can be whatever you want to be. Take Rick Ross, for instance. He thought he was Big Meech. Larry Hoover. He never flipped no work. He hallelujah when he go to church. Fuck out of here. Hey, no. Now he bringing Tupac back. And for about 3-4 years, he was Rick Ross. Like, he's confused. Now, had that been somebody normal, they would be diagnosed with split personalities and would be put on medication.
Like you say, you can be whatever you want to be in this rap game.
Exactly. So, I mean, it's kind of sad or whatever. But, you know, to me, I like it because all y'all do is just give me shit to make my radio show interesting. Y'all give me shit to make my blog interesting because I can't wait to put Rick Ross up on my wall for what kind of fucker is he so I can see what kind of responses people give me.
I wish
there was a way I could put something in there for other where they can write in what they want. But I'm going to drop that this weekend. I'm really going to drop that this weekend. Mr. G.A., why your bitch ass ain't saying nothing? You being a fucking phone stalker, just being on the phone just listening, not saying nothing. Boy, I tell you, that's what's wrong with men today. They just listen, try to peep out shit, and then come back at a later time and date and try to use your words against you. Why men do that, I don't know. I haven't quite figured it out yet. But see what I'm saying? Why must a bitch call you out for you to act right?
Yo, what up, Chuck? Nah, I was on the line, but I actually had the phone while I was talking to somebody in the background. What's up, kid?
And you weren't talking to nobody. You were talking to your damn self.
Shut up, nigga. What's happening?
Nothing. Chilling. Sitting up here talking with my old friend Damian from VA, and you know Kimmy
was Damian, the cat that took care of his people's kids, right? A long time ago, right? That's him. Okay, yeah, I remember you on the show before. I remember that. I remember kid. Okay, what's up, man?
Yeah. I'm trying to eat him plenty of sympathy pussy, yo. Like, oh my god, you did that? Ooh, I just want to suck your dick. Ooh, I just want to give you some pussy because I know
well,
you got
some
hard. Not me. I'm the same female
who's
gonna say that. I'm celibate.
Oh,
I'm not fucking
shit.
Tough on me, a man.
You ain't celibate. You lying ass hoe. Lying ass hoe.
I am
no
celibate,
shame,
but I'm open to sell a little bit. Now shut up. I'm not lying. So I mean, you know, you gonna go ahead and put your bid down? What's your opening bid?
Yo, niggas don't buy a pussy. We don't buy a pussy.
You know what, Mr. GA?
What?
I done seen your resume. It's on Wikipedia. It got you clocking out.
Yeah, you know, I don't buy a pussy. I keep it real. I get on the gas dirty.
Oh, I forgot you put it on layaway. There's a difference.
Yeah, right. Not
you put
me.
You put it on layaway. It's okay. Because all men in America have
that?
Done it.
Nah. We don't do that. We don't push it on that way. We don't buy a pussy put on that way. That shit come free.
Where?
Everywhere. All over.
Shit. Brooklyn
that
pay
shit
for what they
free.
Want. Brooklyn don't have
that
no problems
free.
Breaking rib. Like,
we
what?
Don't
shit.
We don't buy no pussy. That shit is free. That shit is USDA stamp free. All day, every child know that shit free. I don't know no such thing.
You got me
fucked up. Name it. Well, I will put them on blast right there. But you put them on blast right now on the show. Put them on blast.
I don't tell my business. I tell everybody else's business.
Yeah, you tell that.
Why would I tell? So when I go back to New York, they not gonna give me no money. No.
Put it out there.
No. I'm not gonna fuck up my funds. No.
You ain't getting scared now, are you getting scared?
Oh well, I can give you his middle name for one person. His middle name is Brian.
Oh shit! I don't know him. And I know he don't buy pussy. That's my nigga. I know he don't buy pussy.
He be the first one, yo. Like, real talk. He be at King Manhattan. Yes, at the ATM.
Not that, man. Yes. That nigga very well. He don't do that kind of shit. I know him, yo. You sure?
Yeah, I'm positive. Dead ass.
What's his number? I need to call a dude and say, yo, man, you better stop buying that pussy, nigga, crazy. That shit is free all day.
You can fight it all day long. It does not matter. Men are paymasters.
No, we don't pay for pussy. That shit is free.
Man, y'all been paying for pussy since the Old Testament. Just realize that. Just understand.
Yeah, right. And we don't do that kind of shit.
It started when motherfuckers was marrying people's daughters and the daddy was giving them motherfucking cows and all that other shit.
He's stupid, yo. She's stupid, yo. She's really stupid. That broad's crazy.
It did. Tricking been going on since the old days.
Hey, yo, I heard a dope girl on the show trying to trick a little bit, trying to fuck your son. Oh, nasty ass. I heard her. Somebody sent me a flick of your son. She's a mess. No, she got worms. Oh, nasty.
I don't know,
Miss D. Huh?
They say you might have some worms going on.
Who, me? I know, yeah, man. Nigga, you crazy? Yo, you know Chaka's stupid, dog. You know, she real stupid. Her old ass. No, she got worms for real.
She got mad worms.
Yo, you got worms.
Seasoned, marinated, good pussy. That's what I got.
and full of worms, too. Full of worms, yo.
It ain't full of no fucking worms. You got me fucked up.
Full of worms, baby.
Yeah. Not today. Not tomorrow. Not ever. Remember that.
I'm gonna do that for you too. Remember that. Mm-hmm. Where's the name again?
I'm sitting here being late because my granddaughter wanted to play. She don't never want to play with me. I must have been looking like a T-bone steak today.
T-Bone State. Well, where's Sinead B2000?
I hit her up to see where she was at, but, you know, hey, I don't know where she is. Show must go on.
She in church.
Nah, she ain't in church. Nah, she ain't in church.
She in a freak on there.
And I can't wait for Maybach to get his little young ass on the phone. Ooh-wee. It's going to be ugly.
So he
signed with Maybach Music Group. Boy, why does Maybach always? Why the artists be coming on my show? Don't they know I don't got no love for that movement? I love the individual artists, but the movement, man, please, no.
Stupid, yo.
What's wrong with the movement?
What's wrong with the movement?
No.
Yeah. The head leader, the head nigga in charge is fake. That's all me said. The only realness is the motherfuckers that he signing. Besides Wale, however the fuck, Wacke, whatever the fuck his name is, overpriced bastard, they kill me with that bullshit. Woo! See, I said I was going to be nice today. I said I wasn't going to talk about nobody. I was going to mind my business and do all the things that I needed to do to have a good show. But no, y'all want to come on here and get me out of pocket and make me remember why I don't like people. So you know what? I need something to calm my nerves. So I'm going to do my my throwback classic of the day. This is one of the motherfucking songs, no matter where the hell you at in the club, you either grabbing a nigga, females grabbing a nigga with a drink in their hand, or bitch, or dudes is grabbing a bitch. Whether she want to dance or not, she don't got no choice. So, like, when y'all hear the first opening note, y'all gonna know what the hell it is. I don't know where the hell is it. Here we go.
DJ Opie.
DJ Opie.
What?
First things first, I pop it. Freaks all the honey, dummy, playboy bunnies, those wanting money. Those the ones I like, cause they don't get Nathan but penetration. Unless it smells like sanitation. Garbage, I turn like doorknobs. Heart throb never, black and ugly as ever. However, I say Gucci down to the socks. Rings and watch filled with rock. And my jam knocking to Mr. BC. Girls pee-pee when they see me. Navajo creep me in they pee-pee. As I lay down laws like Island Coffin. Stop it. If you think you're gonna make a profit, don't see my ones, don't see my guns. Get it? Now tell your friend Papa hit it. Then split it in two as I flow with the junior mafia. I don't know what the hell's stopping ya. I'm clocking ya. Versace shade watching ya. Once you grin, I'm in game begin. First I talk about how my dress is this and diamond necklaces, stretch Lexus is the sickness, just immaculate. From the back I get deeper and deeper, help you reach the climax that your man can't make. Call him, tell him you be home real late and sing the break. I got that good love, girl, you didn't know. I got that good love, girl, you didn't know. That song, how it's so long. Thought he worked his until I handled my biz. There I is, major pain like Damon Wayne. Blow down dirty even like his brother Keenan Seaman. Don't leave your girl around me, true player for real. Act Puff Daddy. You ringing bells with bags from Chanel. Baby Ben's traded in your Hyundai XL. Fully equipped CD changer with the cell. She beat me, meet me at 12. Where you at? Whipping job, playing car notes. While I'm swimming in your women like the breaststroke. Right stroke, left stroke, what's the best stroke? Death stroke, tongue all down the throat. Nothing left to do but send her home to you. I'm through. Can you sing the song for me, boo?
I got that good love, girl, you didn't know. I got that good love, girl, you didn't know.
We can cruise the world with pearls, gator boots for girls, the envy of all women, crushed linen, Cartier wristwear with diamonds in them, the finest women, I love with the passion, your man's a wimp, I get that ass a good thrashing, high fashion, flying in the all state, sexing me while your man, isn't this great, your flight leaves at 8, a flight lands at 9, my game just rewind. Lyrically, I'm supposed to represent, I'm not only a client, I'm the player president.
I got that good love, girl, you didn't know. I got that good love, girl, you didn't know.
That's a club banger right there. No matter how old that song is, whenever you in the fucking club and you hear that shit, you going to grab your drink, you going to be on the dance floor, you going to be grinding up on the bitch, you going to be rubbing her ass, you going to be doing all kinds of shit. That's the kind of song that that is. Then kind of puts you in the mood to, like, maybe fuck a bitch and be like, yo, you know, creep up from behind, be all in her ear and shit like that. Then, you know, put your little bid down, opening bid for you New York niggas, and then seal the deal. She get her cash and y'all get some ass. That's what I was, smash cash, you know, pay the cash and smash the ass. Y'all kind of quiet. Is there a problem?
No.
Six, 679, you on the air. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, 917-679.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, Chalk City, what it is?
Oh, Lord. It's Maybach Dice. You were late. Yeah. It took you 8 minutes to get yourself together to face me?
Hey, look, I was just on the phone waiting for you, and you had the radio playing. You had Biggie playing and all that. So I was sitting vibing, you know what I mean, bouncing to the Biggie.
You know, I had to give you, you know, I had to give you some, you know, because I know you in Cali, so I had to give you that home appeal so you could come right on in and just be like, oh, I miss home and stuff like that.
Look, Chalk, you don't even know. I just took the, I'm in back in New York. You know, I just had to take the jet back to New York real quick.
Yo, look, New York niggas in the motherfucking background.
Look, for real?
Yes,
you back in Queens?
Yeah, I'm back in Queens.
I know the haters might be listening,
so for all the haters listening, yeah, I'm back in Queens.
Oh, you got haters?
Oh yeah, of course. You know a lot. You know I got a lot of those.
I mean, but damn, look who you signed to. But we'll talk about that later.
What you mean? What that supposed to mean? I ain't even gonna get in that with you. I know how you do.
Oh nah, you don't, cause boy, by the time you get off the air, drop top chicken box gonna drop your ass.
Yo, fuck.
He gonna call you, and he gonna be thinking he big meat. He gonna be like, you know what, look, you was on the show, you ain't represent me, you and her call me all kinds of fat asses and shit, my feelings is hurt.
Hey, come
like,
on,
Chalk. Chalk about my dick.
Hey, Chalk, you always do this, man. Come on, Chalk. Come on, man. You trying to get me in trouble
or something? Get you in trouble? No. Matter of fact, Rocket came on Friday, and he was just like, oh, wow. He couldn't do nothing but laugh, because we talked about, because that's my nickname for Rick Ross, is Rock Top Chicken Box, and that's from one of his lyrics in his songs, you know what I mean? So,
that's in the Astro Martin music song.
Yeah, so that's just my little nickname. So we talked about Jeezy, and, you know, we talked about, you know, being signed to people and they shelving you and not putting you out and everything like that, and, you know, just being fake and everything like that. So you're pretty much safe to a certain degree. I mean, am I going to throw you under the bus like I did the other person Tuesday night that Knuckles put on the
Wes Crave, I heard.
Y'all just don't understand. I got a new blog that's coming out, and it says, what kind of fucker is he? He the first person. He's my first experiment. I got his picture up there, and five different choices to pick on what kind of fucker he is.
Oh, why you do that, Chuck?
What you mean? You gonna be on my wall of fame too? What you mean?
Oh, yo, come on, Chuck. Me and you better than that.
No. But when you think about it, it gives the females a chance to follow you because your Twitter is on there. When they click on it, it takes them to your page, right? And it gives them a chance to use their imagination on what kind of fucker are you. The choices are beat the pussy down, fucker. love-making fucker, educated fucker, quick fucker, or sorry fucker?
Oh, I got my man over here right now. He a quick fucker.
Well, he needs to stay the fuck away from me, because quickies don't work. Man, look, all men listen to my show. When you get ready to fuck a bitch, you need to jack your dick first. Get that first nut off before you ever come in her face.
Shit like
I'm back. Huh?
Nah, I said shit like that.
Yeah, I mean, it works. Because then that way you ain't got to worry about him coming right before you come. Because it's like once a nigga is coming, when you coming or about to come, his shell go limp so quick.
Yeah, man,
and
like now. 25%
of the male population that stay hard through nuts. And they just keep going, and you never know that, you know, like, okay, you ain't lose your beat. Okay, cool. And you can just keep working that shit. Are you like that?
Yeah, I'm one of those. I ain't going to hold you up. I'm that type of nigga. Like, I don't know. A nigga, a bitch might think I'm on motherfucking drugs or something. Like, this nigga nutted and still kept going. So, hey, ladies, holla at me, man. If you want a nigga that could nut, keep going, man. You already know what it is. It's your boy. Man, that's nice. Got the magic shit. Shit like that.
Wow. So, I'm sorry. You got to tell everybody who you are, because I've been talking about you, and I've been showing the picture, and my internet is up. I got all your shit uploaded, so you ain't got to freestyle unless you want to. You know, I got to make up from the last time that you was on, and you was such a good sport, and you was a team player, and you was so cute. And then I look at your picture, and I'd be like, you know what? I could molest the hell out of you, and I know I would not go to jail because you would not tell.
That's right, my girl. Hey, who on the phone? That's your cousin that was on last time?
I'm not. That was Imprecious. That was on the last time. She was, like, holding it down, but her shit was fucked up, too. But I think it was just blog talk. That's what I think. I think it was just blog talk.
Yeah.
That's what I think. So go ahead and tell everybody who you are and about your movement and how you became to be Maybach Dice, because you have an interesting-ass story.
Yeah, you know, man, I mean, it's your boy Maybach Dice from Southside Jamaica, Queens. I really, I'm signed to Rick Ross right now. Shout out to the big homie, Ricky Rose. But long story short, I came about from the big homie, Bangin' Smurf, which was 50 right-hand man at one point. It got into a little falling out. Smurf decided to do things on his own hands and linked up with Ross, and from there it just became a movie.
Wow.
Yeah.
So how did you come about to get signed with Maybach Music Group?
Yeah, Bangin' Smurf. Actually, shout out to Fredo Starr. That's like my big brother. I was just with him the other day, matter of fact, in L.A. Fredo Starr had got in contact with Knapsack Miles. Well, I think they was on the set of a movie with Rick Ross and some movie that was supposed to come out that was on the set of. And, yeah, long story short, Fredo talked to Mass Pipe Miles about Bangin' Smurf. Bangin' Smurf, Fredo gave Bangin' Smurf, I mean, gave Mass Pipe Miles the number and all that. From there, they just changed, chopped it up. And, you know, Bangin' Smurf brought me to the table, the beast, the motherfucking parent of Queens to the table. And, you know, I just had to solidify the spot.
Oh, that's what's up. That's what's up. So, like, you know, being in Queens and everything like that, and then being signed to somebody in Florida, and then your manager being in Cali, like, how does that work? Like, how much time do you actually spend in Florida? How much time do you spend in New York? How much time do you spend in Cali?
I mean, I'm in Cali most of the time, but I'm all over. Like, I mean, you could catch me in Miami, you catch me in New York. And I mean, if a female talking about she want to holler at me, if I ain't flying to her, I might fly out to me. But I'm wherever. I'm everywhere. Like, I'm United States global.
So you're a global hoe?
Yeah, I'm a Nah, I ain't like that, man. I mean, when I meet up with the females, you know, I just go eat some popcorn, watch a movie, you know, things like that, man.
Okay, so you have a new mixtape come out. That's coming out, right?
Yeah. Back for the first time.
Tell me
time.
About it.
Yeah, that's back for the first time. You know, back BACH for the first time. I'm dropping that. That's the follow-up behind 456. That's going to be a movie. I mean, I see a lot of people following in on it. So, yeah, whoever listening in right now, just know, Bach for the first time going to be a movie. Y'all get ready for that. Y'all prepare for that. Y'all get ready for new videos. Y'all get ready for new artists. I got my team. My artists coming out, and they coming strong. Stronger
you
than
have
ever.
Artists.
Yeah, hell yeah.
What? So you like just doing it.
Huh?
So you just like really doing it.
Yeah, man. You know you can't play with them. That's what they want you to do. They want you to play. You got to go hard.
So you go hard in the paint.
I go hard in the paint.
Oh. So, you know what? I'm going to ask you something crazy, but I'm going to give you time to think about what the hell I could possibly be asking you. So, in the meanwhile, I'm going to play one of your songs. And this one is, you know what? I want to hear Rod, Maybach Dice featuring French Montana.
Bitch, I love money, I need to get more. We hit the corner slow, lean on them. Fresh toys, dope boys, put the beam on them. Paramedic 3-0.
Yeah, I'm all about the bread, and I don't like to play games, so fuck what Simon said. All my niggas eating good, why y'all looking kinda sad? Getting money off the clock, so motherfucker Simon said. Where the fuck the honesty? I'm getting money, honestly. When I look in the mirror, I see the man they trying to be. Two blue pills got me rolling like comedy. My nigga Blue Bill just dropped them all finally. Yeah, I got that don't stop getting flow. Hit it from the back and had that bitch standing pigeon toe. I am on my bullshit, where the Scottie Pippen go? Walk through me the past, now watch me hit him with the pick and roll. Style is so amazing, I can say my grace. Money out of line, gotta
put it back in place.
He ain't wanna ride, but they put him in the race. So if he happen to lose, they can put it in his face.
Bitch, I love money, I need to get more. We hit the corner slow, lean on them. Fresh toys, dope boys, put the beam on them. Paramedic 3-0.
Beams on them. Alright, money in my pocket, house, tell me what you wanna buy. AK Mars Bird, tell me what you wanna try. Blow them in the air, nigga, yeah, cause you wanna fly. I'ma take the C out my name, cause they wanna die. Southside Jamaica, tell them boys I'm a queen kid. Tell them little niggas they my sons like Phoenix. I live as you dream it, about to get to make that bend. Just so I can tell your girlfriend to clean it. I'm hot, you anemic, call up Ross, cause I got a whole bunch of bitches that wanna get acquainted. Louis all around me, Louis.
Bitch, I love money, I need to get more. We hit the corner slow, lean on them. Fresh toys, dope boys, put the beam on them. Paramedic 3-0.
Yeah.
flow. We hit the corner slow. Lean on them. Fresh toys, dope toys. Put the beam on them. Paramedics
So how did you choose French Montana to do that song with you?
Actually, shout out to my producer, one of my producers, Arizona Slim. That's the homie. He told me that he think it would be a good look to do a song with French Montana, and I said, yeah, you're right, and just made it a move from there.
That's crazy because he's crazy. I've actually looked at some footage, old footage of him and Max B terrorizing Jim Jones, and that shit is hilarious.
I know, yeah. I already know.
Those two together? Oh my God. Like, you can't do that butt laugh. Because he's a big dude, isn't he? Isn't he like, what, 6'5, 6'6?
No, I don't think he's that big.
Oh, maybe he's just, Max is just short. Because I just thought he was just, like, really tall.
Yeah, Max is short. Max is real short.
Wow. That is crazy. I like that song. I always like your music because I listened to it like before you came on the show the last time, and I couldn't play it while you was on the show. So, you know, I had to play it again. And it's like, to look at you, you have like this innocent baby face. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, an older woman like myself, fucking someone young like you would feel kind of guilty. Like, oh my God, like I'm taking this person's innocence, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm about to turn out this dude that looks like he should be, like, still in high school. Like, don't you hate when people just look at you like a baby?
Nah, I actually like it. It makes me feel good.
Oh, it makes you feel good?
Yeah. Looking at me like a baby, that just makes, because then you never know what to expect from me. You might think, oh, he got the little baby face. You never know the other sides of me, you know? So, yeah, man, I like to smile in my pictures and shit and all that.
Okay, so what else makes you happy? You know, like, if you meet a chick, right, like, what are your requirements for a chick to even get past, like, the, hey, how you doing, to, like, you want to smash? Like, what a chick got to do to get you to fuck her?
What a chick got to do to get me to fuck her? I mean, not too much of nothing, really. I mean, I'm not saying it like she could just do anything, but, I mean, she ain't got to do too much of nothing, really. Like, if she come at me the right way, man, I ain't going to front. Like I said, any little thing could turn me off, though. Like, any little thing could turn me off. A bitch say to her, this bitch move. Anything, little thing could turn me off. But you ain't got to say too much, man. I fucks with the females, man. So what she gotta do is, she ain't even gotta look pretty for me. You wanna know why? Because sometimes a girl might think like, oh, I gotta look pretty, and then might feel some type of way. No, I will fuck an ugly bitch. Hey, Zach.
I'm talking about homie shop.
You said that on the air. Wow.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God. Do you understand what you just said?
Yeah, I mean, it's cool, though. Like, truthfully, I don't know what people definition of ugly is, but, you know, like, I'm talking about, you could be, like, because I like all types of girls, but you could be the ugliest girl in the world, and, you know, I still give you a chance. Ugly girls, I mean, fat girls, ugly girls need love, too. I still give them a chance. I'm with all of it.
Oh, that is so sweet. So, you know what? Females are going to be retweeting this because, you know what? You just made some ugly hoe happy tonight.
I just made some
ha-ha. She's going to feel like she got a chance. And then when you see it on Twitter that you just admitted that you a fucking ugly bitch, you know what I'm saying? You know, you give all girls a chance. BBW's going to come out the woodworks. Motherfucking cross-eyed hoes going to come out the woodworks. Everybody, you a is gonna be the non-discrimination.
No discrimination. I love all of them, Chuck.
You know what? That is so sweet.
Hey, Chuck, what Weezy say? I wish I could fuck every girl in the world.
And then you would change V cars for retards. Ain't nothing wrong with that. You know what I'm saying? Because every now and then, we all have fucked a special person in our life, and it may have been some of the best sex we've ever had. I'll never admit to that shit. Fuck that. Like, you know what I'm saying? But I'm sure there are some people that have. Like, let's take your manager, for instance. Today is his birthday. Happy birthday, Knuckles.
He called me
several times this morning, and he was in the car with people, and I know for a fact Knuckles probably has fucked any and everything in his life, being on the road with you, Lazy, Flesh. I mean, just some names like that say you'll fuck anything. And it's like, Knuckles is a special person. And, you know, Knuckles, if you're listening, Pussy Eating Award of my show goes to you today. Because I know Knuckles ate some ass and some pussy last night. He'll never tell you because he, you know, you're his artist, and he can't have you looking at him a certain kind of way. But I know Knuckles got his freak on last night.
Oh, time out. I'm going to make this clear, too, because I heard about the Wes Crave interview. I heard how you put up with that. Hey, I'm not eating. Hold on. Let me make this clear to the public, to the world. Hey, well, I'm not eating no ass. My face is strictly no ass. Hey, I'm just saying. Hey, my man say he's doing for his wife, his nasty ass.
Now, see, why is eating ass got to be nasty? That could be a show of emotion and affection that you really love your mate.
Nah, that's some nasty shit. Like, that's because people call dogs dogs. Like, when you're a dog, like, obviously, dogs, that's how dogs greet each other. With their ass and shit. Like, come on, man, I'm a human being, man. I know my figure. I didn't make my lips and my mouth to be nowhere near ass. I'm not with it, y'all.
Okay, but did he make your lips and mouth to go near pussy?
I mean, he didn't, but you know, the girl might want, I mean, you to go down, and there ain't nothing wrong with it. Ain't nothing wrong with it. Show that.
I mean, if you lick one hole, another hole ain't going to hurt.
Nah, because you got to understand. Nah, it's crazy because it's like the first hole, you know, like the first hole, I mean, that hole you talking about, the clitoris, you know, is like that. It's meant to be used for that part. Like, you make kids, like that's sex. That's what people use to have sex. They penis and they clitoris. So you know that's meant to use all sex for all that sex. But now when you using your mouth to go in somebody's waist area, it's kind of like nasty.
Okay, but
hey, no, hey, Chuck, let me correct. I just think of donate. Shout out to everybody that's eating ass right now. There's nothing wrong with it. Eat all the ass you could. It's just not my hobby.
I mean, you got about 9 years before you interact in that arena, but I'm pretty sure it's a couple of your homies over there or some that you hang around that do that shit and that tell you.
Hey, I'm looking at them right now.
You smoke the blunt after them and everything.
Hey, Chuck, I know one of my homies right now, Will. One of my homies, I'm looking at him right now.
And he part of Team Ass Lickers?
Hey, but he down to take one for the team, so I ain't mad at him.
I mean, sometimes you got to do what you got to do to make your woman happy. You know what I'm saying? Because what you won't do, the next next man will. But you can't put your mouth on everybody. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I asked you this question before, but I can't remember the answer. Have you ever paid for pussy?
Nah, your mama told you, like, I mean, I said, ain't nothing wrong with paying for pussy, but I never had to. But I pay for some pussy. Ain't nothing wrong with it, because I got, like, you know what I mean? But, truthfully, I ain't never paid for no pussy.
But you will.
Yeah. Shout out to everybody that paid for pussy. Once I got you, I will.
Okay, so what will make you pay for it?
Look, all right, I'm going to tell you right now. I'm a bitch right now. Like, man, I just want fucking. And she's sad, she's all sexy, and she looking at me, and she's turning me on, and she's taking me to that limit to where she's just basically telling me, like, come on, get a hotel room. And then I try to press her and approach her on that tip and on that vibe. And she just be on some, oh, well, I charge. And she's really bad and I'm really into it. I'm going to pay for some pussy, y'all. I'm with it.
But, I mean, I understand that, but if you was, like, your fly bitch to go see you or you paid to go see your bitch, you still paying for pussy because, like, you going to fuck her. So you had to come out your pocket. I mean,
oh, yeah.
Like.
You're right. Oh, all right. If that's the case, I don't pay for some pussy.
Yeah, because, you know, some people are like, oh, I don't do this, I don't do that. But, I mean, it's okay because females like a dude that's honest about the things that he do. You know what I'm saying? And it's not like we're going to look down on you. And it's not like we're going to be like, oh, yeah, that nigga busted. He got to pay for some pussy or some shit like that. No, we would never say that about you. You know what I'm saying? Because you're cute and you got little hands, which means you might have a big dick. I mean, you might. I don't know. I mean, I haven't heard.
Hey, Chuck, I told you. You already know what I told you.
I do know what you told me, and you lied to me, but we're going to make, I'm going to play another song, and I'm going to give you time to think about something you said you was going to do that you haven't done.
I don't remember. You got to refresh my memory.
I'm going to refresh your memory. Matter of fact, we're going to play Maybach Dice featuring Lazy Bone, Ain't Nothing.
Yeah, it's Maybach Dice. I'm on. New billions in the booth, Belly Blue. Trigger, see you, nigga. Cat 4 on the board. Lazy Bone, what up, nigga? Smoke one to this.
be talking and running their mouth when a true hustler is seldom seen. Hard to reach and keep a running, carry heat for keepers. Gotta got little niggas that be serving all winter, but he don't come out the summer. Real niggas do what they wanna be, do what they can. I roll by gripping my lumber, yep, I'm number one. Bitch, I'm the man, recognized like family. To get trampled on like a stampede. Like BB, them niggas, they wonder about me, but I'm just a nigga they can't see. Them bodies drop on my hands free. They'll probably be looking to pin it on me, interrogate my family. But none of these niggas ain't future, homie. 30 mil plus with Grammy. Respect in the streets, gorilla, homie, yo, the realer. I roll with them killers, nigga, you don't want it.
My niggas rollin', you know my niggas rollin'.
One Maybach and we got dice, burning these niggas like hot ice. I take them and break them like 7-Eleven. The way that I do them is not nice. Fake me, should have thought twice. These niggas is mad and they wanna fight. They can't do shit cause we got pipes. And the niggas I'm with, they got stripes. Could've got life when they beat the case. Pay that off like a piece of cake. My niggas is ballin' with plenty of property. Probably got bodies on each to take. Keep the hate and the face away from what a hustlers and a gangsters play. Respect the films that paid away and live and grind another day. The top is where I'm gonna stay, even if it's lonely here. Got no time for the pimpin' about these Jehovah is my only fear. If it all go bad, they gotta say fuck it, believe me, I'ma represent. I pop that thing and y'all can't duck it. My instincts never hesitate. Fuck relevant, I elevate. I set the trend like EBD and this legendary. We get it in, we all rich, we easy kids. This is royalty. And boy, if you ever try crossing the line, I'm destroying these. And my loyalty got me bossing for mine.
My niggas rolling, you know my niggas rolling.
Track with Lazy, do you like, how do you not get tongue tied? Because that motherfucker tongue is just so fast.
I know, right? I know. It was just like, man, I just, actually, he sent me the track. Matter of fact, Knuckles sent me the track, told me to get on it. I put my verse on it, sent it back to Knuckles. I put my verse and the chorus on it, sent it back to Knuckles. Lazy hit me the next day, like, hey, little nigga. What the fuck? Like, hey, you gotta fuck with me. Lay, yo, man, you go win. it was a rap from there. Lay been my big brother ever since he heard that track.
Oh my gosh, cause I was sitting here like, wow, that shit is crazy. No matter how old his ass get, he still be having them fast rapping skills. Could you imagine him, Twista,
yeah,
and Busta, like at the age of 17?
I know you ain't. I know you heard the track with him, Twista and Busta. You ain't hear that, Chuck? Hey, Chuck, you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, you heard the track with Lazy Bone, Twista, and Busta Rhymes. You heard that shit? That shit fire. It's called Twista, Busta, and Lazy. Went hard, no lay. Yeah, man. I play that shit. Hey, Chuck, you hear me? Hello? Hello?
Damn, I got kicked out my own show. What kind of shit is that? What
happened? I hear you now. Hello?
Man, you know how Sprint is. You know how Sprint is.
Oh, what happened?
Yeah, I got kicked off.
Oh,
my call dropped. Yeah, my call dropped. And right when my call was dropping, Lazy was retweeting.
Oh, for real?
Yes.
So what we gonna do now?
Actually, what happened to my song?
Which one?
What's one?
Yeah.
Okay, remember when you was on that time idea, and I told you, I'm like, you know what, I want to do this song, but I don't know shit about writing this, that, and the third. Oh, Chuck, I got you, I'm going to help you, blah, blah, blah. Nigga, you ain't did shit. Like, then I hit you up on BDM.
You ain't never hit
you
me up about that shit.
Yes, I did. Then I was like, Knuckles, tell Dice that he fucking up. Like, my song should have been out months ago or whatever. And it's just like, And everybody is waiting for my head game as a felony. So what's up? What happened? You dropped the ball.
Hey, that's what I'm saying, Chuck. We got to sit down and write that together, me and you.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And when we sit down and write it, me and you, what suggestions do you have?
We got to sit. We got to sit down. We got to sit up a song. We just got to vibe and come up with some movies, you know?
Oh, really? Because, you know, I had a producer tell me that, you know, I would actually need to, like, get the sound effects in the track. So he suggested that I took him and his whole production team off to get that right sound effect.
Oh, see, he was just horny. That's what he was. But that's what he was. He was just horny. But I'm saying, you just sit down, vibe, and that's gonna come out. It's gonna take some fucking, you know what I mean? Because you talking about some, you know, some exquisite shit. So, you know, it's gonna take some dick with the pussy and all that. Pussy action, man.
I mean, now what does fucking got to do with a head game?
What you mean? Take the pussy, head the game? You gotta understand. Head is in both ways. If I'm eating your pussy, that's head. Sucking my dick, that's head.
And then what does that do? Just seals the deal?
Huh?
And fucking just seals the deal or something?
A little bit.
A little bit?
Yeah.
Wow, I don't know what to say. I'm shocked. But then, if I do that, then Knuckles is going to be mad at me.
Why?
Because I got you off point.
No,
he'll
you're
be
not.
Mad
we
at, you know,
we ain't going to have no cameras
be like,
around.
What happened to you? But he going to know. He'll be like, what happened?
You
were so focused.
Oh, you always want to shoot a porn, Chuck. We could just fuck with no cameras, no none of that. We could do what we do with no cameras.
Oh, really?
Yeah, really, man. You always trying to end a nigga career with your porno, shit.
How am I trying to end somebody's career?
Because, man, porno, right, that may make look people, I ain't gonna front. If I see a rapper doing a porno, that fuck up your whole image. The image you trying to be, The image you trying to portray, you do a porno, they're going to, unless you portraying that image. But if you ain't portraying that image, you just going to look like a little horny nigga.
But most of y'all are.
Yeah, you right. But the crap, everybody don't need to know that.
I mean, shit. Well, when people make my Hall of Fame, what kind of fucker are you? Then, you know, hey, it's a different story. I wonder if this is Knuckles' retarded ass calling in. 691.
What it look like?
Knuck, happy birthday one more time.
Know that.
Let me find out Knuckles calling in, trying to act like he working, like he calling in to check on his artist. Man, please, whatever. If he was really official, he would be getting his dick sucked, and then he would put the phone down towards the chick's mouth so we could hear her slurping.
Hey, Knuck, man. I know you enjoying your birthday, man.
Yeah, man. We're about to jump on this jet, man, and go to Cabo.
Shit like that?
Shit like that.
You know it.
Why y'all always jumping on shit? Why y'all can't come to North Carolina and see me? Y'all just do me so fucking wrong, and I show y'all
gonna,
so much love.
We're gonna be out there on October 15th.
Knuckles. It's
yeah.
August.
That's two
months.
Away. Couple months.
That's two couple of months. You know I'm coming to see you, child.
Oh my God, y'all lie so well. You've taught him well, Knuckles. Lie without even knowing it. For everybody that's listening, like, who the hell is Knuckles? Let me see. How can I sum Knuckles up in a few words?
Don't try to bump him. Hey, remember this is okay.
Yeah, today is Knuckles' birthday.
Yeah,
first and foremost.
And Chalk, I know Chalk could get crazy. Chalk gonna be like, well, let me define him. Knuckles is a he never answers his phone, so you can't bomb him. Don't do the bombing situation. It's his birthday.
Nah, I'm gonna give him a pass because it's his birthday. But females in the California area, if you are a professional dick sucker and you can swallow the cum like you are sucking shit out of a straw at the end where you just don't leave anything, Knuckles needs some birthday hat, all right? And you can send the bill to Maybach Dice. He got you. But we need y'all to suck Knuckles off. Like, I need his legs to come up in the air like Lamborghini doors. You know what I'm saying? And get up under the nutsack. I mean, I need y'all to make sure every inch of his dick is covered. Dick, balls, and the little tank, the little line right there.
Make sure you say again, though, because you know he already probably done got that like 4 or 5 times today.
Can you send a masseuse
over here for Tone Loc too?
Where Tone Loc at?
Are we still around?
You right here. Hey, Tone Loc, hey, Tone Loc male dude, not.
Oh my gosh! So he needs a masseuse. So with that masseuse, does he need a happy ending?
Nah, he just lay on the floor for 4 or 5 hours like he did this morning.
That's because he was probably drunk. That's because he was probably still drunk from hanging out with you, and you called me at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Hey. You're popping them real pills.
And so, you know, hey, Chuck, it was only 2 where he was at, so he was on one.
I know. I talked to Mr. Frank Nitty, LBC, and he called me when he was in the car with some chicks because I was trying to make sure they sucked his dick properly because I was prepared to give them some over-the-phone instructionals. But Knuckles hung up on me, which was rude, to call me at 5 o'clock in the morning and then hang up on me. But he was drunk, and it's his birthday. So once this weekend is over with, then I'm going to call him at like 3, 4, 5 o'clock in the morning, L.A. time.
So he'll be unworking.
Why you like that?
Oh, whatever. I forgot you're working on your Put It in the Mouth touring campaign.
You already know. And you're gonna headline.
I got the headline. Oh, yeah, because my shit is a felony. You right. You right. You got the head. Oh, yeah, because Dice is like, he's ready to try some things that he hasn't tried before. So, you know, we gonna do it privately. You know what I'm saying? We're going to get his tongue skills up to par, and we're going to have him in all kinds of places. And then we're going to come out with this dope-ass song and everything.
Mm-hmm. About to make a movie and a song about it.
Everybody is waiting for that song to drop. I have DJs is like, yo, Chop, when you drop that song, like, I want to hear it. Like, okay. Because it's like, damn, that title hot as hell. That's because I'm hot as hell. And the way I suck dick is just something serious. And I have females asking me to make an instructional video on how to suck dick properly. So, you know, when females asking you, you must be doing something right. Because dudes will tell you got good head all day. But when a female lets you know that you suck big good, you doing a good job.
That's lucky, man.
Let me know when you're ready to sell it.
Whatever it is. Oh, I thought you was volunteering for a scene. Oh, my bad.
I want some money.
You gonna market it for me, Knuckles?
Yeah. Hey, yo, Dice, where y'all at?
Hey, we at Ness right now.
got the message.
Young Queen?
Yeah, we in Southside Jamaica, Queens. For all the haters listening in, man, we out here. We out here. We prepared, though, man. We out here, though.
Somebody has a raggedy-ass phone.
That's Dice iPhone.
I'm happy to see that it's your boy Scrap Papers, man. We chilling, man. Throw a shot back for me, man.
Scrap said happy birthday, Knuckles.
Yeah. What happened?
Hey, Scrap just said happy birthday.
Oh. Yeah. Tell him good looking, man.
He said good looking, man. Yo. He said good looking, man. Cali boys.
Hey, that's on board on the phone today. What's happening?
No, I was like, because he got like so much static and everything. And actually, I was sending you out a nice tweet. I don't normally tweet nice, but I think I set you up enough last night to where I'm going to be really nice to you today.
Oh,
and plus, you know, I set your boy up real lovely on Tuesday, so I'm going to be nice today.
Oh, okay. That's what it is.
Yeah, so I got one more setup for him, and that'll be this weekend.
Right.
Who's that?
I need y'all to see happy birthday. So what do you got planned for tonight, Knuckles?
Oh, man, you know, go down and be down in Mexico chilling.
With Tone Low.
He could get on the phone and say hi. That would be nice.
Yeah, you know Tone Low. Get on Tone Low, man. Come on the phone, man.
Hold on.
I don't like touching this purple ass phone Knuckles got.
I should get on the iPhone, right?
Yeah, right. Smoking dope on the iPhone, right?
The bitch the other day. Dog, Dice, when we was at the club, did the bitch not just break my phone when the bitch slapped me?
I don't know how she did it, but broke my shit.
That shit right?
Backwards.
Dog, I went to the store. They weren't even supposed to, it was so broke, they weren't even supposed to give me a new phone. But they was like, all we got is this purple one. I said,
Tone Low.
But you know, I swag out with it, though. It's nothing.
It did look kind of chrome in the club, though.
Wow.
Shit like that.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm chilling. I'm trying to recover.
That's good. We wanted you to get on the phone and say hi.
Hey, long ass night, man. Taking care of Knuckles ass drunk. Shit like that. Hey, Chalk,
yo,
man, it's Tone Loc. Hey, Chalk, you took the Tone Loc already, right?
No.
Oh, you haven't ever spoken?
Yeah, she be forgetting.
Or she be forgetting?
Hey, this was the dude that was supposed to get you to put in your mouth t-shirt.
Oh, don't tell her.
Huh?
Hey, Chalk, get on his ass, because this was the dude that was supposed to put in your mouth t-shirt.
What? You're the one that dropped the fucking ball? You're the one that cost everybody so much money? Because everybody wanted those fucking t-shirts?
Roast them, Doc. Roast them.
Wow. Like, so many people wanted t-shirts that they was hitting me up. Do you know how much money you could have made already? Because everybody wanted to put it in their mouth.
Word. You know, come on, man. All the females wanted to put it in their mouth. Tone, what the fuck is going on?
Wow.
I told Knuckles, man. You know how Knuckles be, man.
Yeah, I know. You already know.
I heard it was you.
Tone. I'll sell him. Knuckles got to get him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we should have been having the MMG shirt.
You lucky I don't have your Twitter. You lucky I don't have your Twitter.
I'm trying to bomb.
Yeah. Wait, he got a Twitter. It's Upper Hand Productions with two followers.
Oh, wow. Upper Hand Productions?
Never think it's funny, right?
With two followers, how y'all come at you?
You know
hey,
what?
Chalk,
I can't find
let me tell you something about Tone Chalk. The whole tour, we was all fucking the hoes, fucking the bitches, and Tone, he was bagging them, but he wasn't really interacting with them. Like, what's up with that? Let's talk about that.
You're still with him all night. Y'all forgot who I was sharing the room with, right? The number one hater.
No, who did you share the room with?
Talk about, I got all the money in the room. You can't take the bitch back to the room because I got all the money in the room. Well, that's right. knowing all these hotels got safes in them. But knowing he got a bunk on a tour bus he can take a bitch to, you know what I mean?
No rap.
You had a rack though, Tone. Don't lie.
Yeah, he did have a rack.
Wow.
Not till like the last week when the Jew left.
Right though, but
he was
locked up.
The video hostage.
hey, Chalk. Look at us send you the song, the tour bus song that Dice got with him.
Oh, you need to send it to me. Hold on, I'm going to bring in somebody. Hold on. Hey, Princess Nay, how you doing?
I'm good. How y'all doing?
We're good. We got Dice on the phone. We got Knuckles on the phone. And we got one of their friends that was on tour with them that didn't get no pussy because everybody was hating on him, and they made him be the Wells Fargo armor guy. So they all of them sitting up here talking about the pussy they got on tour, and Tom Logan's just looking at his hand because that's all he got. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you know what I can do for him, Chalk? I'm willing to take one for the team, and since he didn't get none on tour, he just come down here to Florida, and I'll hook him up.
No, I can't tell you. I don't know what he looks like. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, hell no.
I don't know what he looks like. I can't.
I'm sorry, that deal has been null and void.
You know what I'm saying? Matter of fact, I have somebody calling in from Alabama, too. Hold on one second. 334, you on the air?
You know damn well this Taylor made. Come on.
You know what? Okay, we got Taylor Man on the line. We have Knuckles on the line. We got Princess Nay on the line. We have Maybach Dice on the line. So this is a happy reunion. Taylor May, Maybach Dice, is like this young, gifted kid out of New York that signed to Drop Top Chicken Box. How old is It was a good decision. Me and Dice, we have a truce right now. I can't say what I want to say after he gets off the air. So
me, I can say whatever I want to say.
Because we don't want him to get fined, so he's okay with the Drop Top Chicken Box because that's what Ross said in the lyrics. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, we're not going to be like Kevin Hart and talk about the titties and wearing bras and shit like that.
I'm still trying to figure out how the hell Rick Ross be fucking anybody, because don't he have to, like, lift his belly up and sit on their back and then get
it
on.
Come on, why talk about Rick Ross?
Hey, y'all going to lay off the fat boy swag. Let me tell you, lay off the fat boy swag.
I never had a fat boy before, so maybe somebody needs to tell me what they working with.
Two
Oh, okay. So we have a variety of sizes on the phone tonight.
Chuck, I had to think about it because I've been over here losing, so that's why.
Oh, okay. I got you. So since we have a lot of men on the phone right now, aside from Dice, this don't count for Dice. TaylorMade, have you ever paid for Pusky?
Oh, God, let's not start that conversation again. We have already had this conversation more than once.
TaylorMade already said that he has paid for pussy. He's been a member.
But that's right. No, his time. His time is more valuable than money. He'll give up the money, but his time. Knuckles, how much pussy did you pay for when you was on tour?
A whole lot.
Never. Hey, Chuck. You might want to check my resume before you start saying all that.
No, I just asked you a question because, you know, little birds do talk.
I heard that. You never paid for pussy ever in your life.
You must be listening.
You've never paid for pussy at all, Knuckles.
You must be listening to gobbling gooses then.
Knuckles, all men have paid for pussy sometime or another in their life.
I mean, if you consider taking the bride out to dinner, that's paying for pussy, I guess.
That's
what I'm talking about. Like, I ain't talking about just straight out tricking bitches. That's just not even in the game plan. But you know what I'm saying? Like I said, my time is very valuable. Therefore, if I give a bitch my time, I have given her money that I could have been making doing something else, talking to somebody else, being with somebody else. I need to be compensated for my time.
There will be a woman
at the end of the night.
We about to have money. Fuck your
hell
time.
Yeah.
We about to have the money. Yeah, just give us the money and go some fucking where else. Then you got your time and we got our money.
And we all.
That'll work. That's an even trade. Yeah, that's an even trade. So tell me when I see you.
What's that Dice? Is that Dice Shabuba phone on there doing that?
You know how they do in New York? That shit bootleg. It's on 5 accounts. I call it on 1 account.
Yo.
He got his iPhone on a BlackBerry plan.
You can't be getting on Dice like that. Let's talk about your internet service.
Oh, shit.
My internet service? Oh, my shit.
Yeah,
good.
Man,
it's
been two times this shit been fucked up.
I got a clothes
grinder.
You know what,
Knuckles?
I feel a public service announcement tweet going out. You see what
like
I did
it.
To Wes Crave, right?
You see what I did to Wes Crave, right?
Do you want to be my next victim tonight?
Hold up. We may ill will ass tap out and abandon Wes Craven on there by his own self. Don't make us get you. Don't do it, Craven.
Yeah, ill will didn't waste no time. He was like, hell yeah, I'm gone. Knuckles was nowhere to be found. He threw the artist up under the bus. He was probably, him and Dice was out to eat, laughing like hell. Because they probably seen the fact where he was like part of Team Ass Lickers and he eat ass and he was on the airline on his dick. Team Swipe.
And he's taking the application for the BBW.
Oh, yeah, he need a big bitch for his video Pillow Talk.
You wildin' out. He's wild.
Yeah, but he was a team player. But he got followers. That's all that matters. At the end of the night and the next day, females was following him. And females were gonna follow Dice because Dice came on Chocolate City, kept it real. He'll fuck a ugly bitch. He don't discriminate. He like Lil Wayne. He want to fuck every girl in the world. And he like J. Mills. He exchanged V-cars with retards. That's what I mean. Hey, he don't get no better than that.
Hey, is he still on the phone? Is he still on the line?
Yeah,
Hey, who, Nick?
Dice. Hey, man, I need to get you on one of my mixtapes, my dude. What I got to do to get you on a mixtape, partner?
Hey, I'm with it. Let's do it, bro. Let's do it. Let's do it. Send it over to
Who am I on?
I'm not back on this shit, am I?
Come on,
Nuzzle. I should have known it was your ass over
Alabama.
Here. Dry coochie. You know what I mean? Take a little
dick.
Let me get up off here now. I'm ready
for this. Oh, yo, West Crane,
why
is that West Crane?
Hey,
West Crane, what's it like, bro? Hey, I heard you got bumped on here, West, man.
Who's that?
Hey, I heard you got bumped on here, man.
Who's that?
Dice. It's Dice, nigga.
That's Dice?
Yeah.
Oh, nigga, say what you mean. What's up, Dice? What's up, boy?
Nah, bro, Dice,
hang up now, nigga. Hang up now, nigga. I'm telling you, it's not a good look.
Hey, look, man.
No, this is cool.
Yeah,
I mean, just don't give too
much,
man. Just, I mean, just don't go too bold. I went too hard. You know
what
I mean? I got real pipes. I'm real vocal about it. Dice, just hang up, bro.
Hey, look.
Not a good look. It's not a good look.
Hey,
I lost 20 followers.
Hey, Wes, I know you
lost 40 followers since I've been on that show.
I lost 40 followers behind this shit. Hey, I know how to work around Trump questions, man. She done tried to bomb me already.
But see, he got to take that up
crazy,
with Knuckles, because
right,
Knuckles threw him under the bus.
My mother made him cracker and cheese right now.
But, Wes, I just got one more surprise.
Guys, I'm going to hit you, Dice. I want to holler at you, but I'm going to hit you, Dice, though.
Hey, Wes.
Hey, Wes, hit me. What's up?
What, you scared to get on the phone, homie?
I'm not going to be part of this right now. Dice, it's your turn. You had that.
Nah, Dice know how to handle it. You just don't know how to handle it, bruh.
She don't want to get handled.
Dice.
Hey, Dice.
I'm out.
Wait,
hold on. Listen.
Hey, Dice.
Yo, Dice.
Yeah.
Yo, Dice. Yeah, I'm walking to the club.
Hey, Wes, get live. You don't want Wes to get live in the club.
Yeah,
Wes, get live
in the club.
Hey, Wes. Wes, like, yo, I'm out. Wes, like, I ain't dealing with this shit. These motherfuckers.
He hung up.
He's talking about almost some crackers and cheese. It's not like you eating some ass.
Hey, don't talk about my homie Wes like that, man. Hey, somebody
who? Nah, I ain't calling Wes.
I love Wes. He is mad cool. I'm going to shout him out.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, he's such a team player. He is such a team player. So, I mean, y'all need to follow him. He is such a team player, like, for real.
Hell yeah. Shout out to Wes Crane, man.
Yes, because he is just, you know, it don't make.
I have a good time with everybody. What's the topic today?
What's the topic? We ain't got no topic today. We just freestyling. You know,
going with the flow.
Questions. Do you want a topic? No hands? Oh, I mean, we could talk about when a girl is sucking your dick do you want her to swallow it, or you want her, like, just gulp it down, or do you want her to swish it around in her mouth? Because some dudes like to watch, you know, be like, you know, they like to play around and shit like that. Or do you just want her to go ahead and do what she got to do so you can go ahead and maybe fuck her or something?
Hey, that both sound good to me. I ain't going to hold you up.
See, I'm not going to play with it. I'm just going to swallow it. I don't taste. I mean, I want to get that shit up out of you so I can go ahead and get you hard again so we can fuck.
Shit like that.
Shit like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then I want to be on top.
Oh, you want to be on top, Chuck?
Of course.
We're going to have a little problem then.
Why are we going to have a problem? It ain't going to stay in?
No, I was just hey, I was just fucking with you. I was saying you're going to have a little problem because I like to talk, but, hey, I know how to handle in all different positions, all type of ways. Hey, Charles, you keep talking that shit, man. I'm going to have to really put it on you.
Shit, what's good? I mean, you got me waiting till October. I mean, if you're
know,
really
right.
about that, I mean, you just come on.
I might have to change that. I got some brothers and sisters in North Carolina anyway that I got to go visit.
Oh, yeah, you know, in the summertime, that's family reunion time.
Hey, Chuck, you know who I got to put you on? I got to put an interview with Busy Bone on here with you.
But he going to be on his medication, though, right?
If he got some kush, then we good.
I like talking to people when they've been smoking. That should be so funny.
Yeah, he can't smoke.
Oh, can he drink?
Yeah, he'll be on one.
Yeah, cause that first time when Lazy came on, Lazy was nice.
Yo, sorry, stick
that
phone, man.
Hey, nah, I hear y'all. What's up, y'all?
Man, look, I would need you to get your shit corrected. Like, get on the right plan for the right phone, yo. Or you probably got that motherfucking iPhone on T-Mobile.
Nah, my shit AT&T.
Oh, because in New York, y'all quick to unlock some shit and put it on simple mobile and fucking boost and everything like that. Oh, I got a boost iPhone.
That shit jail broke.
Shit jail broke.
Hold on.
Yes, Dice. I know you just love me. I'm just so retarded.
I'm coming to North Carolina.
Man, you gonna come and you ain't gonna want to leave. Well, I'm telling you, well, you gonna do a tweet and be like, "Yo, this is the best pussy I've ever had." Like for real. Like, man, I wanna bottle this shit up and just take it with me.
I already know. I be snowing.
He's going to be like, Knuckles, the next time we go on tour, Chuck is going with us because this is my tour pussy. Yes?
Hey, Chuck, I got a guest on the phone.
Who?
You do know that. What's up, Chuck? It's Nitty Gritty from the Long Beach City.
Hey, Nitty Gritty from the Long Beach City.
Hey. Yes, sir. East Side.
You know, I'm a New York nigga, Nitty, but you know I still be repping that West Side.
Yes, sir, you do know that. Yeah. She said the pussy tour. I ain't heard no shit like that ever in history.
What, the sex tour? How we talk?
Nah, I'm just talking about that pussy tour you was talking about. When you said that, I was like, damn, I think I want to host that motherfucker.
Yeah, it's a pretty pussy tour. We're going to go to different strip clubs nationwide or whatever, offer cash prize, have celebrity judges and stuff like that, and put the winners in the magazine and stuff. Yeah.
Damn.
I'm not going to be in it because I will win. I will win, but I'm not in it. I'm just going to be doing my little radio show and, you know, kicking it and having a good time.
How you know you'll win?
Because I know my shit is very pretty. But I know me. I know me, so it doesn't matter.
No, I just like I'm a question asking nigga.
Hey,
you know what
Shock.
I mean? Oh,
Nitty might get on you.
He might get on me.
Hey. Yeah, Nitty be looking for squirt sponsors.
Hey, put it like this. I taught the niggas on the east side how to make girls squirt. Ask all the homies.
Oh, shit.
Hey, Chuck.
I need to squirt. Can you teach me?
Yeah, that's what I do. I could have been a sex ed teacher in college.
Oh, shit. You talking to teachers right now. Ooh.
You talking to a scientist right here.
Oh, so what is your dick game like?
I'm pussy anonymous.
Put it like this. This what kind of nigga I am. If I can't make you
clitoris
within like 5 or 10 minutes, I'll give you like 5 G's on the spot.
Hey.
I don't give a fuck what kind of push you got. Lips tucked in, all that. I'll make you pussy.
Hey, shit like that. Hey, Chuck. Look, you remember I was telling you about Chosen Ones and Snow Gang, right?
Yeah.
My label and all that. Hey, I got an artist right here named Mills. I want you to put this nigga on glass real quick. Hold on.
It's snowing. Snow Gang on the set. Chosen Ones on the set. What's up?
I mean, the only way you can be on this show is you have to eat ass. So what part of the ass do you start at?
Huh?
Huh?
I want to show y'all to make a nigga feel good. If that's the case, you heard?
Nah.
That's all I'm about.
Nah.
Make a nigga feel good.
We ain't
gonna
female.
Stop you.
Now, we need to know, boo boo. Part of being on the show is you have to be part of Team Ass Lickers.
You gotta be part of Team Make a Nigga Feel Good.
Nah, Team Ass Lickers. So, are you down with dice or not?
All right, so y'all gonna take down my number? I'm gonna come through and fuck with y'all.
If you're not eating my ass, no. Are you down with dice? Are you part of Team Ass Lickers?
Well, I'm part of Team Squirt. I'm making that shit squirt.
No. You have to be part of Team Ass Lickers. Are you down with that or not?
Take my number.
Ow, I'm only going to take your number if you're going to eat my ass. If you're not going to eat my ass, I ain't even going to lie and tell you I'm going to take your number.
All right, 516-7 your dick. You heard?
516.
Sucking in your dick.
I'm
1718 make a nigga feel great.
Now we're going to be 718 ass lick. Thank you.
Hey, Nitty.
Yes,
sir. Yo, watch Chalk. She might put you on blast about some shit.
She can't come on blast.
You know,
I'm a real one.
I'm going to save Nitty for when he come on, especially for me. I'm going to save all my underhanded tactics for him for a later date.
Yeah.
I can't expose everything to him right now.
Yeah, I'm down there mixed with aliens, so I like that shit, whatever. Now, I mean, I'm down for all that
ass
shit. I'm a visionary, so.
You like to lick ass?
I'm dominant. A woman can make me lick her ass. I put my finger in that motherfucker though and make her squirt out that motherfucker though. I don't have to. Why I'm gonna lick her ass when I can put my fingernail and wiggle the same spot where her G spot is? It's a real thin line. So, you know, it's a real thin line between love and hate.
And it's crazy, man.
I think he done did it on the low, y'all. Nitty, I was on your Twitter page today, and you got something big going on tomorrow night. Like, can you tell people what's going on?
Well, what it is there's a lot of niggas out here on the West Coast that's segregated. And what I mean segregated is they got a lot of connections, but everybody acts like they doing their own big shit. So what I do every year is I put together a network, you know, like a big-ass party so everybody can come in and we can network and vibe with each other. So I got Mac 10 performing. I got a lot of legends. I got, like, Big Hutch from Above the Law. I got J.O. Felony. I got the LBC crew. I got the Dove Shack. I got the Five Footers. You know, that's Warren G's old crew. So, you know, I'm just keeping it cracking, keeping all the upcoming artists
so they can understand what a real show look like and shit like that. You know what I mean? I'm on that type shit. I'm just trying to give back to the people that don't have that much game, because there's a lot of niggas to be out here fronting and they lying and acting like they doing it when they really ain't. So, you know, we're just trying to keep it cracking, though.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
yeah, I can't wait to bring your ass on the show, because I know you, oh, I'm going to ask you some hella questions. Questions.
Are you going to put it like this? You ask me a question, I'll give you a goosebumps, if it's the right one.
Hey, what that nigga with the weed at, bitch?
Oh, shit.
I'm dead serious.
So how do you feel about the Cali remix with 40 Glock, that video?
I helped put it together, so I love it.
That's my favorite.
It is
my
the video.
Let me tell you how that song came out for the people that don't know. My brother Seven, he's a blood. He's from the Bay Area. That's the person on the hook. That remix, that the original version belonged to my brother, but we was in my studio in Upland. The 40 Glock came through, and we played some of my brother's shit. And when he heard it, he heard that hook. He was like, "Damn, let me get that, cuz." He was like, "I'll do a remix and put all the big homies on there." So I called the homie Seven. I called the management and all that, and was like, "Hey, 40 Glock want to do this," and then that's how it came about. But 40 Glock got all the features. We did the video, you know what I'm saying, and it blew up.
I'm pushing that video like 3-4 times a day out of my timeline, and when I saw it,
you know
I'm
why
like,
is because
oh my God.
You know why is because you know why the movement, this movement that we pushing right now is about unity. I don't give a fuck what color you is. What profession you do? If we don't come together right now, the government gonna stop all this shit. So that was
shit
the kind of unity that it can't happen, cause it can't happen. And that's why I love my nigga 40 Glock. That's why I love my nigga 40 Glock for doing it, because ain't no young nigga out here in Cali gonna put no song like that together. It's hard. You know what I mean? And when you do put shit like that together. You gotta support that shit. That's why everybody's tripping out on it.
Because when you look at it, they got everybody, like everybody up in that shit. I'm like, wow. Because you know how you'd be like, whatever happened to him? Everybody that you were wondering about on the West Coast is in that fucking video.
No. We're going to take the picture.
Matter of fact, I'm gonna hit 40 on the BBM tonight because I need him to send me that song, because I want to play it on the air. You know what I'm saying? I just love that song a lot.
I'll send you the song and the original song.
Oh, cool. I'm gonna DM you my email address.
Well, shit, I'm driving, but you can like leave it on my Twitter or something.
Yeah, that's what I'm
going to
do.
We want to talk about the song. You did right.
We
niggas.
But
the baby girl right here, man. So, like, man.
Yes, like, that is, like, so cool. Like, I have really, really enjoyed you guys tonight. Y'all had a good time. Dice held us on. All I can say is, Dice, like, real talk, my dude. You talked all that shit. You got like 2 weeks to make your move, or I swear I'm gonna put you on my I'm gonna put you on my timeline like Wes Crave was on Tuesday. And that's not gonna be a good look. Everybody follow Maybach Dice, huh?
Oh, go ahead, baby. Go ahead. Come up to homie. Go ahead.
Oh yeah, everybody follow Maybach Dice. I am Knuckles ENT. Mr. Frank Nitty LBC, Chocolate City, Chocolate_City, Choc Mommy 03. Go on Google and look at the Cali remix with 40 and all the big homies that came together. Frank Nitty is going to be coming on the show real soon, and we're going to talk about coming together as one, along with some other crazy shit. Shout out to Knuckle Old Ass today. He turned 50. He just, you know, he was wicked, but that motherfucker 50. But he got the dick of a 21-year-old.
20, only 32.
Knuckle 32?
Nah, he 34.
Yep.
Well, he lied like an old man, so it don't even matter. Now, make sure y'all follow them. I will be on tomorrow from 2 to 4. Mad Dice has a mixtape out now. Was it Get Rich or Die Trying, or is that your album? Oh, no, what's that? No, it's not that. It's the Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous. I'm sorry about that.
Crazy.
It's Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous. Nah, because I was thinking about some, but no, it's Lifestyle of the Rich and Famous. Knuckles, do me a favor. Send me the
video. Did you see that video yet, y'all?
So I can, huh?
Did you see that video?
The one with you in California, in Hollywood, downtown, Los Angeles, or something like that?
We did the Lifestyle of the Rich and Famous video, too. We just released it.
Nah, Knuckles didn't send it to me.
Yes, it's up there. It's out there. It's out here.
Knuckles didn't send it to me. He needs to send it to me so I can blast it. But if you give me the link for any mixtapes that you got out now, I'll go ahead and put them in my my weekend campaign and rotate them bitches out like 3-4 times a day for you.
Okay, that's cool.
Yes, Knuckles, you did good. You earned the title back again. But you know, I'm gonna take both of other stuff. So, this is Chalk Mommy, Knuckles, Frank Nitty. Make sure y'all fuck with him tomorrow. He got this big-ass party going on. Y'all go to his Twitter page. The flyer is on there. Mac Tendon slimmed down. He's looking kind of cute and shit. And Frank Nitty, he got a nice picture. He got some nice lips. So, we're going to ask him when he come on about his pussy-eating skills, because he likes to make bitches squirt and shit. And, you know, he danced around. He said he don't eat ass. He'll stick his finger in your ass, but he never answered if he licks the finger after it comes out or not. So, you know, we'll get into that when he comes.
Yo, Nitty. I think Nitty off the phone.
You can tell him what I said. I know you is. But Chocolate City is over.
He got one of them boost phones we cutting out. You know what I mean?
Shit, you know, anybody that's fucking with you, that's part of the plan how you do them.
Yeah, right.
You put them all on that nigger rig plan.
Hey, look, Nut gave me this bullshit ass iPhone, yeah.
A purple iPhone. Wow.
Hey, you put me on a boost plan with this iPhone.
That's fucked up. That's Knuckles for you. Knuckles is one of the managers that's trying to cut costs. He's trying to stay below the budget.
At least it's unlimited.
Y'all are crazy. I'm about to get out of here so I can tweet about y'all. Dice, check your timeline. I didn't punish you, but you will be making my what kind of fucker is he. So.
There is no.
So, you guys have a good night. This is Chalk Mommy. I am out until tomorrow afternoon. So, make sure y'all check in from 2 to 4.
Yes, sir. Chocolate City.